Blog Talk Radio.
Virtual Pitch Fest,
And this is really an opportunity for speakers to sort of teach what they know, again, to a global audience. But the kicker is that the winner of that particular competition will get to join me at Google on stage to teach what they know to over 200 business owners. And I can say over 200 because as of this week, we are way over 200 attendees, so I'm really excited about that. So if you want information on that or anything else, please be sure to email me, awil267487@aol.com, and, you know, I will send you information on that, and we will go from there. Now on with the show. My first guest is the speaker and media personality, Marcia Chambers, is the host of the Speaker MC Show, and Marcia's been on our show before. Marcia, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Tony, and thank you for having me. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. As I said, I've got a slight sinus cold or head cold or something. I don't know what's going on, but you know, I'm drinking my tea and I'm okay. So thank you so much for asking. So talk to me a little bit about your topic as a speaker. What's your specialty?
My topic, my message as a speaker is all about relationships, sexual wellness, and my audience is women. So I speak to women who are lonely in their relationships. I help them to go from sexless to steamy. And I know we're talking about business, but we are such relational beings that I know that this can be juxtaposed relationships with business, and you're going to see how familiar everything is. Yeah.
Okay. And so when you speak with women, talk to me a little bit about your message. I mean, what do you want women to know? I think 2018 is really going to be the year of the women or the woman.
I agree with you. I agree. The feminine is really making a stand because we've been beaten up and battered for so long, you know, drilling holes into the earth. The earth is feminine, right? And drilling holes and you're knocking down trees and just going through all this, that women are just going to come into their being. What I share with women is that everything starts from within. It's all an inside job. Why do you stay in something that's no longer serving you? That can be a relationship, and that can be a career. If it's no longer serving you, then go within. And go within to learn that you are a goddess. Go within to learn that you came here with a specific duty, and just tap into that and say, oh, you know, I can do this. Everything else is just a distraction. So that's the core of my message, and that don't be afraid of sex. We talk about sex, and we approach it from a different perspective so that people don't have that, oh, she's talking about sex, you know, that cringe. No, it's a beautiful thing.
And you know what? I've been on your show once, maybe even twice, and one of the things I'm always impressed with is that you are – really comfortable talking about sex and sexuality and sensuality, and I you cover a multitude of topics, which I'm always impressed with. These are topics that I typically don't talk about. I'm a little conservative in that, but I'm always impressed with that they can talk about it. And they're talk to me.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you were going in and out a minute.
Yeah, I can hear you. I hear a lot of rustling in the background, but I can hear you, okay?
To
me a little bit about some of the top mistakes speakers make when booking a speaking gig.
Some of the top mistakes that speakers make when they're booking a gig is that they expect that they're going to get paid. Excuse me, that they're going to get paid to do that speaking gig. A, you know, like someone's going to say, okay, you're going to give a keynote. Here is $5,000. it doesn't come that easy, or that they can stand on the stage and they can sell whatever their programs and whatever their new events are, you know, coming up, and I have this book, and coming up, I have this event, get that event. But, you know, a lot of places tend to shy away from giving gigs to speakers who are holding those expectations. So I like to say for speakers, now what you can do is create a scenario where, yeah, you may not be able to sell from the stage, or you may not be getting paid to present your message on the stage, but if you network with the people before it's your time to go on stage, there's a wealth of information that could be transpired right there. Or if you stick around and wait until after you have presented and still mix and mingle into the late hours. I was reading Mr. McKay's book, Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty. And one of the points that he makes with regard to networking, and I know you're a fascinating networker, Tony, so you might be able to back me up on this. Whenever you go to a function to which you've been invited and you're going to be a speaker, get there a little earlier so that you can meet some of the people. It serves two purposes. One, from a business perspective, you can at least get to know the audience, get to know some of the questions that they're looking for answers to. And as far as a speaker, sometimes you might go up on stage and you might feel a little anxiety or nervous, you know. That can quell some of the anxiety because now you feel like, hey, I'm talking to friends. I'm not talking to strangers anymore. So those are just two little things that they can do, you know, lower their expectations, or not lower their expectations. I shouldn't even say that. But measure their expectations. Like Jim Rohn says, just measure your expectations. Don't expect too much, don't expect too little.
let me address all your points one by one. Number one, and I don't want to confuse the audience, the types of speakers. When you're talking about a keynote speaker, keynotes are usually paid by an organization to come and speak. That's a lot different teaching a workshop or doing a conference where, for example, I work with over 400 speakers a year, and put them on stage this year, it's going to be over 800, and I don't pay the speakers. They actually pay a registration fee, which helps to cover my administration costs and promotional costs, because none of it is cheap or free or easy, but it helps to underwrite the cost. Now, speakers typically make their money by making an offer. So one of the things that you should do as a speaker, if you're being booked by an organization, one of the first questions you should always ask is, can I make an offer? You should also ask whether or not they have a budget to pay speakers, because there are some organizations who will cut a check, or I'll give you a great example. When I spoke at SCORE, who is associated with the Small Business Administration, they actually reimbursed me for some of my expenses because I was coming into New York from San Francisco. So they actually cut me a check for that. Not everyone does. But that's one of the questions that you want to ask is, will you reimburse for travel? Do you have a budget to pay speakers, and can I make an offer? If your intent is to get paid or to walk out of there with some business, okay, that's number one. Number two, to your networking point, as you know, you and I have known each other for a few years. I don't really network in the traditional sense. I do something called influential networking, which is building long-term reciprocal relationships where we help each other get wherever we're trying to get to. So that's been so successful for me that I rarely ever do a networking event anymore. It just has not worked out well for me. So I hear what you're saying, because one of my pet peeves is a speaker who comes in, they immediately go on, and then they're out the door before they've had a chance to meet anyone. And I think that's a huge, huge mistake. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that. I agree with that. And to your point about the keynote, maybe I was using air quotes over here, but we're on radio, so no one sees my air quotes. Well, keynote, yes, you're absolutely right. That's the wrong terminology. But what I'm saying is, you got the basic essence, that if you are offered a gig to speak on stage and present your message, that a lot of speakers, especially aspiring speakers starting out, they are expecting some form of payment. And yes, you're absolutely right. They don't realize that everything is a negotiation. Everything is a negotiation. So ask the questions. Ask if you're going to get paid. Ask if you can expect that, okay, I won't get paid to present my message, but can I sell my wares after the event? I mean, those are actually very good questions that should be brought up, but not everyone understands that, you know, okay, this is what I need to do. So yes, you're absolutely right about that. With regard to staying late, I totally agree, because you meet so many people who have so many questions that they were scared to ask, especially with my message. They're scared to ask with everybody else around. They just wanted to ask you in private. And some of the biggest clients or the best clients come from those interactions. And I know that you don't network as we normal people do, but you got to start somewhere. People starting out, not everybody is going to be an influential networker like Tony Wilkins. You got to start somewhere. So if you have to start at the very bottom, just getting to know people and getting comfortable with having interactions and conversations with people, then maybe that's where you just need to start. But yeah, absolutely. Influential networking, that works. And you develop a relationship, because everything is about a relationship. And Tony, you are like me. We look for developing relationships that understand reciprocity. Because that's a big thing in business, you know, a very big thing, especially when you're starting out. You might not have the wherewithal or the capital to delve into projects that may seem to need deep pockets. And if you have a relationship with someone, or you can say, well, I'm not saying, hey, front this for me, or I need, you can ask for help. You can ask for assistance, and you can ask for assistance in several different ways. It could be a barter. It could be a JV partnership. It could be anything. It could be a sponsorship. So yeah, reciprocity and reciprocal relationships, those are the best.
Absolutely. And to that point, you know, when I see a speaker who is immediately out the door, or who shows up just long enough to give their talk and then they're out the door, I, as a planner and someone who produces his own events, I make a mental note not to book that speaker again, because they are not there to build any relationships. They want to do the quick sale and then they're out the door, which I'm not a big fan of. Talk to me a little bit about the show. How long have you been hosting the show, and who do you market it to?
Well, I host two shows. I host the Speaker MC Show, which is all about relationships, and I market that to entrepreneurs. It's been, and I tell you, can I tell you a story how the show started?
Really quickly, because we are running out of time.
Okay, so with the show, I started doing Blab. I don't know if anyone can remember Blab, but then Blab went on hiatus and said, okay, we did our test and we're gone, bye-bye. So I had to find another form to market the show or host the show or even do the show. So I ended up doing Zoom, and you were the one that said to me, Marcia, why don't you do the show for yourself? And I said, you know, because initially I had started creating the show to help a group that I was mentoring, and they just didn't seem like they were coming forward. So that's how that show developed. And it's about relationships, how we treat each other, how we treat ourselves, and how we treat our environment. So it attracts a lot of entrepreneurs to that show. 60% are female entrepreneurs and the other 40 are male entrepreneurs. And we discuss a topic for 60 minutes and they get the platform to broadcast their upcoming events, tell a little bit about them and Q&A with the attendees. And then the other show, and that comes on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern. So the next show is this coming Monday, which is the 22nd, at 9 p.m. Eastern on Zoom. And the link will always be at marciachambers.com. And the other show that I host is called the Swell Happy Hour, the S-W-E-L-L Happy Hour. And that show deals with everything about sexuality, sexual wellness, and sex. So that show comes on once a month on the second Wednesday at 8 p.m., also on Zoom.
Okay, and really quickly, because people always want to know whether or not they can make money at this. We make money at this particular show in a number of different ways. Is your show a for-profit show? Do you generate revenue from it? You don't have to tell us how much or anything. That's more of a general question.
Well, my show, what I generate revenue from is from my live retreats, my live sexy workshops, and I offer to any guest that comes on my show 90 days of free advertising. So 90 days, and they can advertise for free, and then after the 90 days, obviously, you know, revenue kicks in.
Okay, we've got an ambulance going down the street, which always happens when I'm on the air. One of the things about living in the city. Tell everybody how they can locate you. If you want to make an offer, feel free to do that.
Absolutely. Right now, I have some upcoming events, and my sexy workshop is on February 24th, and it's called Champagne and Chocolate Conversations. If you can email me at swell@marciachambers.com, that's swell@marciachambers.com, I will forward you 2 free tickets to this event. This is in New York, by the way, New York City. So if you're in the New York area, that's my offer to you. Feel free to connect with me on any social media at Speak2MC, that's Speak2MC. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Tumblr, LinkedIn. Yeah, the social medias. That's how they can connect with me. Or go on my website, www.marciachambers.com.
All right, sounds good. Marcia, I know I'm going to be talking with you and going to be featured on your show in a few months, I believe. But will you come back and talk to us again?
Absolutely. Love this. Absolutely. And I thank you for the opportunity, Tony.
My pleasure. Listen, you have a wonderful weekend, and we will be right back with our next guest.
You do the same.
If you are a professional who feels stuck under a glass ceiling and your gifts are going to waste, then I have a special gift for you. I'm Amanda Eloesh, San Francisco's leading spiritual success mentor, and I find that many professionals who come to me feel like they've tried everything they can think of to get ahead and still hunger for more meaning and fulfillment. I can help you to reach more clients and make more money through deep spiritual awakening and medicine ceremonies. For a complimentary 60-minute exploration of how I can help you, visit eloesh.com, that's eloesh.com, and grab your Breakthrough to Success Mentoring Kit. It's my gift to you so you can stop struggling and start living your purpose now.
Most of us experience 200 chemicals before we get to the breakfast table. Want to kick chemicals to the curb? Start with the largest organ of your body, your skin. From the banks of the Rogue River in Michigan, Flow Soap Studio has created a chemical-free soap that your body will love. Our soap is made with botanical oils, natural colors, and scented with pure essential oils. It's vegan and never tested on animals. That means no tallow from large factory slaughterhouses, no GMO oils, detergents, perfumes, or harsh sulfates. Not a single ingredient is created in a laboratory, so it's safe for the environment and amazing for your skin. Find us on Facebook at Flow Soap Studio or visit flowsoapstudio.com today and get free shipping. That's Flow, F-L-O-W, soapstudio.com.
Okay, and our next guest is Nancy Gabriel. She's a mediator with Firm Mediation Around the Table in Las Vegas. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. How are you today?
I am doing better. As I mentioned earlier, I've got a slight head cold, but I think I'll survive it. So I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. So give me the basics. How long have you been a paralegal and mediator, and how'd you get your start?
Well, I've been a paralegal for longer than I care to recall, so let's not do the calculation. A couple of decades.
Okay.
And then I stopped working in the early 2000s because I had elderly parents who I was taking care of and a sick husband. And my dad died in 06, my mom in 07, my husband in 08. So in a 20-month period, I lost both my parents and my husband. And less than 30 days after my husband died, my stepdaughter filed a lawsuit against me in probate court for my share of the family business. And that just about destroyed me emotionally, and I was at a vulnerable spot to begin with, and financially. And at the end of the day, we settled out of court, but it ruined the entire relationship between me and my stepdaughter and her husband and three boys, who I loved and I thought loved me. So the litigation process absolutely destroyed that relationship, and I not only lost a husband, I lost an entire family. And after I started feeling more like myself again, I thought there has to be a better way for people in conflict to come to a resolution without destroying a relationship. And that's when I discovered mediation. So I started training in 2010. I got my family certification in 2012 and have been practicing ever since.
That's amazing. And it's sad, but also a powerful statement that, you know, out of so much tragedy, something good can come out of this. And so
yeah, exactly.
You sort of come through it, and that's an amazing story. One of the things that people should know is that you, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you specialize mm-hmm. in mediating divorces, and you even wrote articles on ways to mediate a divorce without going to court. How is
correct.
That possible? How does one do that?
Okay. Well, in a divorce scenario, the couple comes to me and we go through all of the issues, their assets, their debts, their child custody, visitation support, spousal support, community property, everything. And I take notes like a crazy person. And then when all the issues have been discussed and the parties decide themselves, I don't tell people what to do. That's the beauty of mediation, is that the parties resolve their own issues. I'm just there to guide the conversation. So I write up an agreement. I send it to them for their review. They make whatever changes they need to make, and then they sign it in my office in front of my notary, and that becomes a binding legal contract in and of itself. But it enables them to file an uncontested or a joint petition for divorce, and then they, however they do that, whether they do it themselves or through a paralegal or an attorney, they attach the document that I prepared and they've signed, and then it basically gets rubber stamped through the court system. Nobody needs to appear.
Now, I would have, and I'm making a guess here. I'm assuming that the courts really appreciate the mediation process, a good mediation process, because it saves them a lot of time and trouble and court costs and that sort of thing. So, you know, if they can do a simple dissolution of marriage, I would imagine
right.
that a judge likes seeing that. Is that a fair?
You're 100% spot on. Judges' courts love us because we clear their calendar, or we help to clear their calendar. Now, there are some people who are not candidates for mediation, of course, and those are people who either have really complex legal issues, complex financial issues, complex emotional issues. I can't determine whether somebody is fit to be a parent if there's abuse in the home, whether it's physical, emotional, alcohol, drugs. I don't touch any of that stuff. I'm not qualified. So let the court and the experts in those fields filter through that stuff. I'm better at helping most everybody else.
Now, have you seen nasty, I mean, really, truly ugly proceedings? And if so, how did you handle that? Because, you know, to get in the middle of, you know, a husband and wife or two, I don't know if, you, if you've dealt with same-sex marriages as well.
I have. I've done.
To get in between two people who hate each other's guts has got to really wear on you. How do you handle that?
Well, it doesn't happen all the time because most of the people who come to mediation are already in the spirit of cooperation. So, but I have had, I've learned new swear words, honestly, and, you know, that's kind of fun in a way. But I basically let them vent while I think it's productive. When a person repeats himself or herself more than twice, I cut it off. You know, they start going around in circles, and if people are hell-bent on proving themselves right and the other person wrong, I have to step in. And there's a lot of different tricks that mediators use to diffuse a potentially volatile situation. And one of them is that is really effective is to repeat back to the person what you just heard them say. You know, so I understand you're angry and you feel betrayed and you're angry that your wife cheated on you. I understand that you feel that way. Are you able to move forward from that or do you need to talk about it some more? And then I see what they have to say. It's not therapy. It's just conversation.
Right. So you mentioned that you do some same-sex mediation, and I'm wondering if you've seen a lot of them since same-sex marriages were legal or became legal or is it fewer far between? I'm just curious.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I've done more transgender divorces than I have same-sex divorces. But and I've also, yeah, I know, isn't it? It's surprising. It's surprising. And in every case in the transgender divorces that I've helped, they have not started out trans. They've started out hetero, and then one party transitioned.
Interesting. And that never, because when I think LGBT, I'm sort of lumping, you know, all of it sort of into the same group. But that's interesting that is something that's happening more and more of. So, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, wow is right. Yeah.
So let me ask you.
You want to hear another wow? Oh, no, go ahead.
Sure.
I'll save my wow for later.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me.
My other wow is in 2016, it's been my observation in my practice that the wives are the ones that have cheated on their husbands far and away more times than the husbands have cheated on the wife.
Oh, my God. Well, listen,
I just thought that was surprising.
Equal opportunity. Women can cheat just as much.
Correct.
As
Correct. No, you get no judgment from me.
Yeah. So, you know, all things being equal, that's what it is. Talk to me a little bit about some common mistakes that people make when they're trying to resolve a dispute.
Okay, great question. I love that question. One of the mistakes that people make is that they think fair and equal are the same. And they come to me and they say, we want this divorce to be fair and equal. Well, equal is math. You divide by two, that's equal. But fair is a perception. and everybody's perception of fair is different. So it's my job to help each person communicate his or her perception of fair to the other person, because they may be diametrically opposed.
Interesting. I like that. Talk to me a little bit about, really quickly, because we are running out of time, talk to me a little bit about what people need to know about working with you, or really working with any mediator.
Okay. People need to know that if they have to prove they're right and the other person is wrong, they're not good candidates for mediation. If they're willing to listen, and if they're willing to compromise, and if they're, especially if they're parents, if they're willing to put their kids first, they're great candidates for mediation. And they need to find someone with whom they can connect, because like therapists and dentists and any other professional, we're not all the same. Some of us are better listeners than others.
I love it. Tell
everybody, so I would say spirit of cooperation is number one.
Okay, sounds good. Tell everybody where they can reach you, and if you want to make an offer, feel free to do so.
Okay. I do an initial consultation, 30 minutes at no charge, and I can do that by phone or in my office in Las Vegas or by Zoom. And my website is mediationaroundthetable.com. And I'm also on Facebook. You can find me at Mediation Around the Table, or search out my name, Nancy Gabriel. I'm on mediate.com. I'm on Twitter, but I don't do too much with it. So I would say find me on LinkedIn, Nancy Gabriel, Mediation Around the Table, Facebook, or best place would be my website. And I have links, and I blog every Wednesday morning, three-minute reads on all kinds of communication topics.
Really wonderful. Nancy Gabriel, will you, I've got so many more questions I want to ask. Will you come back and talk to us again in the future?
I'd be happy to. Anytime. Just let me know.
All right. Sounds good. And I'm going to see you hopefully when I'm in Vegas for the Women of Influence Conference later this year. So hope
that would be great, Tony. That would be
all
great.
Right.
Good.
Thanks
hope
so
you feel
much,
better.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And we'll be right back with our final guest.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. I work with technical leaders and teams in STEM professions to increase their productivity, collaboration, and innovation, and decrease dysfunction, miscommunication, and bad fit when it comes to hiring. Basically, if there's a people problem, I can help you solve it. Whether you're a startup or an established business, Downs Leadership can provide you with one-on-one leader coaching, executive coaching, and team building and development. Do any of these scenarios sound familiar? Your business is growing so fast you don't have time to get to know your people. You spend so much time dealing with conflict that you feel like a parent refereeing the kids. You have managers who haven't had good support in knowing how to manage effectively. Your team doesn't know each other well and how to best work together. You keep hiring the wrong people and need some help figuring it out. If you said yes to any of these situations, give me a call at 425-216-3015 or visit downsleadership.com today to learn more and schedule a free leadership strategy session with me. That's Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. Data-driven, STEM-focused, results realized.
Discover the three top reasons why your money flow may be blocked. You've lost your creativity because you have way too much stress in your life. You are out of alignment with your soul purpose, or your inspiration has run dry. If you are experiencing any of these, then you will love the free gift from Lucy McMonagle that will make you a money magnet. Get instant access at wealthpouch.com. This is the one tool that will open the floodgates of your wealth today. So go to wealthpouch.com now and get instant access. I will see you at wealthpouch.com.
Okay, and our final guest is Rhonda Liebig, who is the author of 14 Days Flat Kelly. First time to the show. Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tony, and I love that you said my last name right. We're starting off great.
Always good. Thanks so much for coming. Tell us, tell me about the book. What was the impetus for writing the book, and what will people get from reading the book?
It's interesting. When I started writing this book, it was about 3 years ago, and I got really nervous about what this book was about. Days to a Flat Belly, now that it has really come alive at the beginning of December and starting to talk to people more about it and having them practice and step into this journey with me before my book actually launches this month, is it became like a deeper understanding of what people are dealing with and what this process has been able to help them with. So at first, 3 years ago, when I put the title on the book, it made me shun and feel uncomfortable. Like, how can people get a flat belly, you know, within 14 days? And that just stuck with me, and it kept, like, this has to be a higher purpose of why I feel like this is the right title, right space. So it took a few years for me to go through my personal journey and really learn about people, about nurturing the space where sometimes we get so scared when we wake up in the middle of the night. We get afraid because our body's not feeling well. We have only so much, you know, only so much space with our attention span. And so I would put people on a motivational space for about a month and have them start working through things. And I noticed that a really good tiptoe in, get some really big results, is a couple weeks. A couple weeks gives people results where they learn about how their body can heal when they start down that journey of mindset alignment and being able to start listening to themselves. And the other area is understanding a real basic, easy-to-follow food formula that will give them enough of the proper food that will help them start feeling good with energy and unclogging them. And also part of the process, which I call the energy revitalized pillars, is the movement of the body to unclog the flow. So I really focus in on all the organs so that they can get a proper flow and they start feeling really good. And it has been incredible because after the 14 days are over, they're getting these physical results where they're getting weight loss or, you know, someone said they got 2 inches off their hips. But it really came down to the deep purpose of why I wrote this book and why I'm now screaming at the rooftops, like, this is wonderful to hear all these people talk about. One person was saying that they got tested by their doctor, and their doctor was saying, your liver is showing signs of being inflamed. And so we're going to have to take you off the medicine that we believe you need right now because it's really hurting your liver. So she said, okay, Rhonda, just for you, I'm going to do this 14 days to flat belly. Did she even really know she was doing it for herself? Her doctor went in, I think, 3 weeks after, so she was already done with her flat belly plan, and the liver was all the signs, the 4 tests that he did, her liver was right in alignment with being normal. So this is an attention span thing where people say, okay, I got this, I can do it, but it also gives them the energy revitalized pillars where they feel like, oh my gosh, it's not just connection with just one thing. They have all three that really is sustainable. So they're learning about the lifestyle with it too.
Now, just to put this all into context, give people sort of an idea of what your background is.
Yes. I've been in the health industry for about 17 years now, going on 18. Before that, I am a CPA. Actually, I have business background in corporate, but I really took a big fall when I started raising my kids and realized that the multitasking and the way my mind was set at that time, that I wasn't really able to multitask what I was doing at that time. So I took some time off and I decided that I was going to find some space for me to smile, to be happy. And so I went back in the health industry, and I've been back in the industry for almost 8 years now. And I realized one morning when I woke up that I was helping my clients more at a surface level. And this happened probably about 3 years ago. I woke up and I just started looking at my personal self. I was taking medicine for thyroid, and I was on the medicine for about 20 years. And I was like, okay, so I'm working with my clients. You are basically not living the lifestyle that you're expecting your clients to live. And you're only allowing your clients to have so much results because you're not stepping into something about your higher purpose. And I just started looking at myself in the mirror that morning, and really terrible words. All of a sudden, I could hear it. In my mind, I was saying these words that I've been carrying with all my life. And these were my biggest breakthroughs. I was hearing, you're dumb, you're ugly, you don't deserve to be happy. And when I heard that stuff, I was so surprised. I felt raw. And all of a sudden, I realized that my clients were having these things happen to them, and I never put them in that space to help them open up and have their biggest breakthroughs so that they could be doing stuff that's really sustainable and meaningful for them. And ever since then, I've been listening more and understanding, and this is where the book really became alive. I was like, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to really manage the process of when people feel vulnerable. And not weak. Vulnerability and weak are two totally different things. It's the space of doing something new that makes you feel uncomfortable, but you know that that is the space you need to be in so you can move forward. And it's saying, I'm tired of living the life that I'm living it, or the pain. And it could be physical pain. It could be that you're not getting out there and really testing yourself into what life really is for you personally.
And so here's what I want to ask you, because we are running out of time, and I want to get to a couple of really quick questions. Because the claim that you make is that you can get a flat belly in 14 days. Really quickly, What are steps that we can take today to put us on the right path? What can we do today?
Fall in love with food. And that could be looking at different colors so that your plate looks great. And it's stuff that you really enjoy. It doesn't have to be parsley and all those other things that at some point you may add in that will be at a higher level. But do what feels good for you right now. Start playing. Also, learning about what makes you happy in your life. We spend so much time in our life really marking off task lists. So how can we get above that? And I say just find your kid. Go out there and play. And this is part of your health. When we feel stuck, the 14 days to a flat belly is you have too much high sugar. Your belly is bigger because your hormones are way off. The stress level is way too deep for you to just adjust like that. And so it gives you basic strategies. You don't feel guilty. It's about the connection so that you want to make those changes. And that's where you can suck in that tummy and you don't feel that bulge, that pain that you feel in your stomach from the inflammation. And so people get big results, but the lifestyle is where it goes in even deeper and heals the body even more.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I noticed on the switchboard that Marcia Chambers is still on the line. I want to see if she has a question for you. Marcia,
Great.
Are you still there?
Oh, yes, I'm still here.
I was just curious, did you have a question that you wanted to ask our guest, Rhonda?
Well, I love what she presented, that, you know, start with loving yourself and colors. I wanted to know if there was some kind of formula, per se, like eat this, eat that, and in 14 days, your stomach will be flat. I'm just asking.
See, that, Marcia, that's in the book. But I'll tell you what, though, even play with your water. Add some stuff that you know is going to bring your inflammation down. So ginger is wonderful. It's going to help your joints, but it's going to over your entire body will love you for it. but your stomach will too. It's about calming the stress, because we live in such a physical, crazy, really busy world. And I say, go for it. Have a busy lifestyle, because I believe that that's something that is pretty normal right now. But it's the choosing of what can bring the inflammation down. So people put turmeric in their water. They'll even put spicy stuff, because spicy just is like a ha-cha-cha. You know, it just kind of wakes your body up, and it's about metabolism and unclogging the organs so that they flow, get into alignment, and that's where the special secret sexy sauce is.
Can I ask you this question? What are your thoughts on vitamin C consumption? Because I understand that you consume a lot of vitamin C, then that helps with healing all the cells.
You're so true, Mar. It is so true. There's people that will say, come to me, I only focus in on vitamin C, and they've done some wonders with vitamin C. There's so many bad things that can happen if you're not eating the fresh fruits that have vitamin C. Even bell peppers that have all the different colors, we're talking about food being your medicine, all the different colors of fruits and vegetables you're getting vitamin C from too. So we definitely miss that in our diet when we go to the packaged foods. So that's the first thing to get to. But, oh, yeah, vitamin C is one of the big ones that you get, and that's just one of the ones when you start really into the whole foods.
I love it. Rhonda,
thank you.
Tell everyone they can get a copy. Marcia, thank you for your question. I appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Marcia.
Tell everyone.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Rhonda, tell everyone where they can get a copy of your book, and if you want to make an offer, feel free to do so.
Wonderful. My book is going to be launched on January 30th. The program that people have been going through, you get a lifestyle plan with it also. You're going to get results like what we already talked about earlier, about your liver maybe not being as inflamed, which is one of the people. Inches off your entire body if you stick with the plan. It's basic and logic. So if you go to rhondaliebig.com/flatbellyprogram, the Liebig is LIEB as in boy, IG, so rhondaliebig.com/flatbellyprogram, and that's where you'll be able to read about even the base more of why I created this book and where it came from with losing my father at a very young age. You'll hear all the results from everybody, and the offer is $97, and of course, when everything gets launched, it's going to, of course, increase. So you have about 11 days or so, wherever that is at this point. But I'm going to have a big launch party, too. So find me on Facebook, Rhonda Liebig, Health Coach. Find out where you can catch me live. Tony, I'm going to be speaking at some of your events. But I'm out there,
yep.
And I'm tenacious, and we're going to get out there to help people.
Absolutely. And Rhonda was saying that she's going to be speaking at a couple of my events. One of them I know for sure. What the other one is, but the one I know for sure is the Women of Influence conference in San Diego. It's going to be at the San Diego Main Public Library, and that's going to be in the Mary Hollis Room. And we're going to be actually doing a second event at the San Diego Public Library on the 27th. That's a whole separate opportunity. So look up Rhonda on Facebook. I think you're on Twitter and LinkedIn, if I'm not mistaken. And tell everybody once again, give your website address again, please.
RhondaLiebig.com, and you will be able to find all the events that are going on. You can catch me live, virtually, like I did with you today, Tony. And this 2018 year is going to be a big year for health and really stepping into it, especially with the flat belly plan.
Absolutely. And Marcia, since you're on the line still, why don't you give your website address again?
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. My website is marciachambers.com. That's M-A-R-C-I-A chambers.com. And you can connect with me on any social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Tumblr, at speak2mc. That's speak2mc. Thank you, Tony.
Sounds good. Ladies, Thank you again for participating. Rhonda, will you come back and talk to us again?
I would love to. Tony, you always make me laugh and smile. I so appreciate you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, and thank you for being a guest. And listen, I will see you in a few weeks in San Diego.
Sounds fabulous.
All right, Marcia, you have a wonderful, both of you have a wonderful weekend. We've got a couple of announcements to make, and I will have some final thoughts.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Meenakshi Ramesh from www.tapyourwaytohealing.com. I'm a certified EFT practitioner. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, also called as tapping. Ask yourself these questions. Are you struggling with any physical or emotional discomfort? Are you tired of being overwhelmed and stressed? Have you been procrastinating on your projects? Have you been feeling guilty for all your mistakes? Are you suffering from insomnia? Do you want to improve your self-confidence? Are you struggling to lose weight? If you have answered yes to any of these questions, send me an email at tapyourwaytohealing@gmail.com for a free complimentary session. I hope to see you there. Thank you.
Startup Founders, are you looking for resources, space, mentors, service providers? Visit us.techcode.com. Is your company growing and are you ready to access new markets? Overseas, China, Europe, North America? Visit us.techcode.com. Are you a mentor or service provider that are interested in access to startups in incubators or accelerators throughout the world? Visit us.techcode.com.
This is Connections of Nevada, where Las Vegas small business professionals meet for professional networking. Business Connections of Nevada, with over $10 million in revenues amongst its members in 3 years, it's no wonder why we're Las Vegas' premier networking group. Our progressive approach to membership includes, but doesn't depend just on referrals alone. We're more than that, much more. Our membership continues to grow because our peer-to-peer education and collaboration results in both professional and personal growth. Come grow with us at bcn-nv.com. We meet at the Beacon Center. The Beacon Center, practical and affordable meeting space for any professional event. The Beacon Center, located near the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. The Beacon Center is convenient from anywhere in Las Vegas. Go to thebeaconcenter.com for details. This is Connections of Nevada, bcn-nv.com. The Beacon Center, thebeaconcenter.com.
And speaking of the Beacon Center, I will be hosting my Women of Influence Vegas conference at the Beacon Center, and that's going to be in May, which I'm really excited about. And for more information on that, again, you can email me directly at awil267487@aol.com. That's going to be on May 9th in Vegas. For those of you who are interested, tickets are available. You can email me or... actually, we don't have the link on our radio website, but you can email me or email me directly, rather, or you can email me through this show's website, and I'll be happy to send you that link. And tickets are reasonably priced. I think they begin at maybe it's a one-day event, so maybe around $69.99. We're going to have approximately 12 speakers. Each of them are going to share some of their best tips for running your business, starting a business, making money, saving money, all the above, all that good stuff. So be sure to come to one of the events. Again, it's Seven Cities, kicking off in Mountain View, at TechCode, who happens to be one of our sponsors. And that's in Mountain View, January 30th and 31st. Until then, I will be back next week, next Friday, with all new guests. And I want to thank all of our guests and especially our advertisers for keeping us on the air. Appreciate it. And our listeners for making sure that we're, you know, we're still around. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. I'm going to have some dinner, and I'm going back to bed. Until next time.